Mercy Spirituality Center presents Muffin Talk with Beate. Kia ora and welcome to our Muffin Talk. Muffin Talk is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. We are a center for retreats, spiritual guidance, Christian meditation, and personal development. Once a week, I invite a visitor to join me in the studio to talk about our center, our programs, social justice, or different cultures. And if it's the first time that you're listening in this year, I'd like to wish you a very happy new year. We're starting with two visitors today, Angela Rubaduka from Burundi and Agatha Onibu from Nigeria. Angela and Agatha, a warm welcome at Haida Maito Radio Program.
Thank you.
Angela and Agatha belong to a group who founded the organization Matter of Hope about a year ago. Angela is the secretary of Matter of Hope. She studied violence and trauma and has a Bachelor of Science in Applied Mental Health from AUT. She works in the field of mental health and addiction, dual disability and brain injury. Agatha is the treasurer of Matter of Hope. She is a sociologist and holds a Bachelor of Health Science and is a New Zealand-trained registered nurse. She's been practicing in this capacity for several years. Both ladies are passionate about helping people through facilitating community engagement, inclusive participation, health promotion, and improving well-being of families and children. Agatha and Angela, together with a few other women, you founded this organization, Matter of Hope. Can you tell us more about the origins of this organization?
Thank you for inviting us to share about Matter of Hope, New Zealand. The origin of this organization is to look after African children who are in the state care and their families, to support them to keep alive their African culture heritage.
And what is the origin? How did you come about?
Thank you for inviting us again. Matter of Hope came about as a result of when we noticed about African children being placed in homes. So we were concerned. Actually, somebody mentioned to me that there was two children somewhere that if I cared to look after them, and I was surprised to know, think that there should be children on the street in the street, you know, in New Zealand. So I wasn't sure that was true, but a friend of ours who is also part of this, she's not here today, she called me, and together with Angela, she said, did you notice what was happening? And I said, somebody actually told me if I would like to look after some children. So we sat down to think of what we can do to help in this situation and to not to continue in the trend. So when we sat together, I quite don't believe there was a problem. But I had to to make sure this is actually a problem or not, I will have to find out from Orangi Tamariki to be sure what we're doing. So I wrote Orangi Tamariki, and that was in 2017, and they responded and they gave us a statistics of children in care, and they narrowed the ones for Africans down. So actually, yes, it was on the rise at the time, and so we decided to do something about it, and that was how we sat together and formed this Matter of Hope.
So it was because you were approached, you were not aware, you didn't know any children on the street or in homes, placed in homes that were of African heritage. And it was because you were approached that you looked up and researched on it.
Yeah, for Ngozi and Angela, they had already known some kids who were in foster cares and homes. But for me, it kind of highlighted it more when somebody told me there were children out on the street looking for a place to, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was why I felt maybe this is quite a problem.
Yes.
Yeah, myself.
For those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Muffin Talk with Beate. This program is brought to you by the Mercy Spirituality Center in Ipsum. If you miss any of our programs, please check out www.planetaudio.org.nz/muffintalk or visit our website or Facebook page at Te Ngaka Waiora Mercy Spirituality Center. My visitors today are Angela Rubaduka and Agatha Onibu, and they are co-founders of Matter of Hope. So you realized that there was some problem for the children, and in your mission statement you said, Matter of Hope supports New Zealand children and families of African heritage. So what is your approach exactly? Do you solely cater for people of African heritage?
Good question. We state that we support African children and their families in different ways, not only catering. Our approach mainly is to facilitate families, connect, advocate, and support to whoever who is in need, and connect with them with proper agencies to get proper support they are in need.
So you are working with other agencies, you are cooperating with other agencies, you're not doubling up if there is a service already in place.
Correct.
Yeah, when we formed Matter of Hope, at the beginning, because we are just new, so what we did was connect with a lot of organizations. At the beginning, so introducing ourselves, what we do and what we're on about, so that when we have a situation, we know where to channel the problem. And those, because they're already funded, most of this organization already have the funds. So we're not trying to replicate or duplicate what's already there. So we connected with them at the beginning and introduced ourselves. So when the situations arise, so we go to those partners we already met and bring the situation to them. Yeah.
Can you give us some kind of examples of your work? Because you also do events.
We currently we did some events like Christmas picnic. We did 2017 and 2018. Also, we had workshops so that we do proper things and we seek advice for those experienced in different agencies so that they is very much mentoring us to grow and do proper thing in the community.
So you are very much connected to the community. It's not just you started with talking about children, but then you also talk about the community. Can you tell us more about this approach?
Yes. Yes, we started with the children, and that's okay. But remember, children are also part of the community because they come from homes. So when we connect with the homes and the children, we are connecting with the community because the community people know, and most of them also tell us, that they know this family kind of, they're struggling. Can you go and see if you can help? So the community actually, they connect with us as well in those areas, and we connect back to them. Like when we do the Christmas, we are open so that people can come and we then share and bat ideas and tell us, get to know more about us, and we also get to know about them. In this way, they also tell us if they live around people they know who probably, which they have, as most people have told us, we know this family, we know these people, they just arrived. Can you help them in any way? It could be people who just came into the country and trying to settle down and they don't know how to go about things. So we do help them and they tell us, so we go meet them, and there's been cases like that. And so at the beginning, we know how it is because we also came in, how it is difficult to settle down. And with that knowledge and the knowing new people that came, we have to help them to settle properly, because when they settle properly, they'll be able to, become part of that community properly and then raise their kids the way they should. Otherwise, when they're not settled, there's stress and there's so many things going on which will impact the family and the children.
So you're also doing the preparation for a safe environment for the children so they don't end up in homes or what
That's
you
That's correct.
So it's like promotion of and the support for the future.
That's right.
And so that's the one approach. And how do you help now the children when you have when you know about children, because you were approached regarding children?
Thank you for that question. Recently, we had a case of a mother with three children, and she's new to country, but not really new as such, but she faced a kind of domestic violence with her husband. Through that hardship she was passing through, we could see children are not happy when they go to school. But because they are African children, of course, when they see African mother, they wanted to connect. So I was passing through their closer to their house, and then they gave me a hug because they knew I know their family. So I went in, I started chatting with them, but I could sense that something is wrong. So that's how I went for a visit again. And then I had a chat with their mom, and that is how she managed to clarify what is going on. As we say, we don't only support white community. Like this situation, she was honest, so we just stretch our hands using our financial pocket to provide the bread and the milk as a newcomer. And of course, in Africa, we say that a child belongs to all mothers. It's not a biological mother. Wherever you see African children, embrace like yours. That's how we stretch our hands as well.
And so the children, even though they're grown up here and they grow up here in New Zealand, they still have this cultural connectedness to all African women and see them as African mothers.
Sure. We just want even to carry on, even to read New Zealanders, different cultures, that is who we are. We are taught by our ancestors that you African woman embrace all children are yours. We are really deep collectivists. We just wanted to embrace everyone.
So when you then hear about a child not being happy for whatever reason, then you try to reach out. And it doesn't matter what part of Africa, because you are already from two different countries, and they're quite different, the countries, aren't they?
Yes. Two different countries. Mm-hmm. Actually, three, but many of them are different. We're not from the same anyway. But the culture is the same. You see a child who is in need, or a family that is in need, you're touched, and you go and try to find out any way you can help. And most of the times, yes, they accept that help. Also, there are those who also don't want, you know, the help you're giving. And you don't have to force it. You just make them aware that you're there for them when they do need it. Yeah, not everyone wants anyway, but yeah.
But when you do so much personal work, you will be quite limited, because how many people are you in Matter of Hope?
Good question. Yes, we are from different countries. We are from Burundi, Nigeria, Rwanda, Zimbabwe, and we are trying to invite all part of Africa to approach us so that we can embrace this organization. Matter of Hope in New Zealand is for everyone, but especially wherever you are, wherever they are, African people, because we know Africa is the biggest continent in the whole world. It doesn't mean that you need to come from the same skin color. We embrace everyone. Please come. You see what we do. We really like to see different people coming to see what we do.
That's right.
And what does MATA mean, Matter of Hope?
Okay. When we were trying to form this organization, we tried to find what would actually suit what we're trying to do. And we looked at so many names, but Mata came up because in Maori, Mata means face, okay? And then we also found out that in Indonesia, of course, it means the eyes. And in India, it means mother. So in all of this, it means caring. We are the face of hope, and we are the eyes of hope. And as mothers, and actually, I have to correct this, we also want men in this organization because family consists of father, mother, and children. So, yeah, that's how we came about Matter of Hope. And please, everyone listening, we want you to join us. We want you to help. And these are children. It doesn't matter from which ethnicity. Children are children, and they need to be, you know, cuddled, they need to be loved, and they need to be cared for. So we are here to do this, and we need a lot of help and a lot of hands.
How do you finance your work? You're the treasurer, Agatha.
I am. When we started, even up to now, we are all full-time workers. Angela, myself, and the other ones, we are all working full-time. But we do have great time when we are off work to do these things. And we're just doing it out of our own pocket. And we've had some kind donors who has bought into this idea and this organization, what we're doing. And they're helping, like all the things we've been doing has been people supporting us, community effort. And the last Christmas, the one not last year, 2017, was solely our effort. And this year, the local board had come on board and helped us. So, which is a good thing because we had to present all these things and they were happy with what we're doing. So,
how many people came for this Christmas event?
Well, last year, we were planning so much, but of course the rain.
The weather was not good.
Yeah. However, we got about 40 people that came in because we had to use the hall that was here instead of the field, which was originally planned. And we were grateful for those who came despite the weather.
Yes.
Last year before last was also very fantastic. We had a lot of people coming. So we are doing this every 25th for those who are on their own, isolated, because isolation can do a lot of damage on someone, especially on that period of the year. So we encourage people, don't sit on your own. Don't come out and be part of the community and see what's going on. Talk with people, connect, and know what's happening around you. Yeah.
So you had people coming also from different ethnic groups then for the Christmas, because it's for all those who are lonely.
Yes. If you check our website, you will see the photos to confirm what we're saying. People from every background, every ethnic group, every skin color, are there. So it's not just African. This is a community event for everyone. Don't sit alone. Don't sit by yourself and feel lonely. There's things around you to do. Come out and join Matter of Hope.
And that was on the North Shore?
Yes, it was on the North Shore, Green Slates.
And so it was that local board who supported you.
Yes, Kaipatiki.
Yeah. So you are hoping to spread out to other local board areas to make it accessible to others?
Of course. That's the whole idea. Because we're just starting off and this is just coming out, and we will go further. We're not wanting to limit ourselves only in Auckland, as a matter of fact. So we hope to keep spreading our wings until, we have it in different parts of...
wherever there's hope needed.
That's right.
So looking back at the year 2018, because you started in 2017, is that correct?
Yeah, that's our first, when we were given the,
The research?
When we were given the status of non-for-profit, yes.
So you are a registered charity.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
So that was in 2017. So 2018 was the first year that you had a whole year of Matter of Hope.
That's correct.
So what would you consider as the highlights of that year, of 2018?
Okay. Thank you very much. after we got our charity status, we started in full force to do our work. And the first one that we did was in a conversation workshop. And that was in April, where we had to, get some others organizations, most of them, to come in and tell us how we're going to, because we found out that most people having the needs, they don't know how to access those needs. And on the other hand, there are people, organizations who have all the, you know, being funded, and they don't know how to reach to the people. So by having that conversation workshop, we were able to get from that workshop how to get the two
to link them
together. So that was the essence of that workshop, and it was very good because now we know, and they also know, how to reach the people for whom they were having the organizations for, and then the people also to get to meet them. So we kind of become the go between, we are in the middle, mm-hmm. connecting both. Yes. So that was a good highlight for us for 2018. And then the second one was, of course, the Christmas picnic, Christmas Day picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was also very good. Yeah. Now people are beginning to be aware of the 25th of December as for us for a picnic day.
Yes.
So we will continue this as a yearly annual event.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you have members in your organization, or members who pay a membership fee, or is it just a group of people who volunteer every now and then, or how does your structure look like? Do you have members?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Yes, we have members who come to support us regularly. They are from different cultures. We have from a Kiwi lady who is retired. We have also Malaysian lady who is retired as well, and she's teaching English as a second language. Mm-hmm. We have also retired nurse who comes to support us, as she's from Africa as well, because she has a lot of experience of raising grandchildren. So we get together monthly to see what do we need, what are the challenges, what are the next project they need to work on. Mm-hmm. And we still need more because work is big in Aotearoa.
And if somebody is listening to the radio program who's interested in supporting you, how can they get in touch with you?
We have a cell phone. We have a phone number which is on our Facebook.
Maybe the website would be good if you give us a website address. It's www.matteroflife, MATA of Hope, NZ in one word, .org. And Mata also reminds me of Mata Riki, the eyes of the Lord.
And also, we are really very, very thankful for those who have been with us, supporting us 2017, 2018. I would like to express big thanks, especially New Life Church, wherever you are, we express our thanks. Methodist Church, Baptist Church, Roman Catholic Church, especially the Poor House, North Court. We express our big thanks for supporting Matter of Hope. We still need you. Please accept our deep thanks.
Which is wonderful, because we in the Mercy Spirituality Center, we have just started the year of gratitude, and you are starting the year now with giving thanks to all those who have supported you during the year. Yes. So I wish you all the best for continuing with your project and with helping the children and the families in the community. What is there something that is coming up in 2019 that you'd like to let us know? Something that we should put a little note in our calendar? So the 25th is one date for those who are lonely or those who just want to connect with others. The 25th of December is one date.
Yes, like we did in last year, April, the conversation workshop. We're also going to have the one for the young people. So it's still in the making, but we will let people know once the whole arrangement have been made and the venue and all that. It will be a good place as well to come and share, especially for the young people who are going through stuff and they don't know how to, who to connect with or how to get it out and let someone know what's happening with them in their homes and all that. So this is mainly for the youth, young people, Leah. So that would be wonderful for people. If you're listening, check our website because we'll put it out there once all the preparations have been done.
Yeah.
So,
thank you very much. Elderly people too. Elderly people wherever they are, we know it is hot and sometimes they may feel lonely and stay in their on a couch with a cup of tea, even if maybe it may be hard for them to read on a website, just try to approach your Mokopunas. They can read what is going on with Matter of Hope. We would like to see you or call us. We just come and join you at your couch and share what we are doing.
And thank you very much for your work because you heard the need, you saw the need, and you acted on it. And I think that's a really good example. Thank you both, and Angela and Agatha, for doing what you're doing, and to the rest of the team, all done in volunteer work and just out of the goodness of the heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
And for our listeners regarding our Mercy Spirituality Center, so the programs for 2019 already, the year of gratitude, and our office is going to reopen on the 14th of January. And we'll start with our annual sabbatical program for senior sisters. And then on Saturday, the 16th of February, from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m., Sarah Cooper will facilitate a retreat day with the title Rediscovering Wholeness of Life in Christ, How Gratitude Opens the Way. 1 week later, we will offer a morning with Father Chris Skinner, who will share and teach a number of his musical settings to the Psalms with a theme of gratitude. The music workshop will take place at St. Columba Center in Vermont Street, Ponsonby, on Saturday, the 23rd of February, from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And on 22nd and 23rd of February, Margaret Bowater will facilitate an introduction workshop to Dreamwork. For all events at our center, please register with us through our website at www.mercyspiritualitycenter.org.nz. And I wish you all a blessed Friday and a good week ahead. And I thank Agatha and Angela again for having come here. And all the best for your second full year of Matter of Hope. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.